Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 26 January 2022, and welcome to tonight's program. Tomorrow is Thursday, by the way, as usual, comes after Wednesday. We should be in the office tomorrow all day. Crystal's planning on being here tomorrow. Finally, they got over the sickness, enough for her to be here. Her mommy can't be here to help her because her daddy's not feeling well. But nonetheless, Crystal will be in the office tomorrow, and I will be too. She'll be filling some orders tomorrow. And be patient, folks. All the orders probably will not be filled tomorrow. I know some of y'all been waiting for a couple of weeks, but we can't help what happens sometimes in real life. So we'll get all the orders out tomorrow we can. So if you want to call tomorrow and talk to Crystal, place an order, give a donation, anything you want to do tomorrow, talk to me. Tomorrow being Thursday, being off, start 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We'd love to hear from you. I do mean that. We'd love to talk to folks that call us almost every week. Just say hi, and we appreciate that. That means you're out there and you care. That means a lot to us because after several years doing this, you become family to us. And I want you to know that I mean that. So we'll be in the office tomorrow, set from 9 to 4, so feel free to call and talk to us if you like. I'd love to hear from you. I did get some REM sleep in. I said last night I got some REM sleep in, and I did. I don't know how long it's going to last. I got 100 bottles. One bottle's already gone. I had a friend come out today. It's $12.50 a bottle, folks. The best price I ever had on it. That includes delivered price. $12.50 a bottle. I got 100 bottles. Well, I got 99 now. They will not last long. If you like your REM sleep, folks, it will get what you can afford now because I'm certain this will be the last batch I'll get in. Unless a miracle happens, I don't see happening in the future. But this was a blessing from a God to help me connect with these last few bottles. They'll probably be, the date will probably say out of date. That's okay. They don't go old. They don't get old. I promise you, they don't get old. They last you as long as you want to keep them. $12.50 a bottle while they last. Best price ever had on them ever. That includes shipping. So you get 1, 2, 10, whatever you want to do. While they last, get them. But they'll be shipping out here tomorrow. If you order tonight or tomorrow you'll be shipped out here tomorrow or maybe next week. As I said, we're running a little bit behind. But we'll give them to you as soon as possible. But get them while they last because some of y'all that like the REM sleep product, this will be the last batch I'm sure we're going to get in. Probably forever, as far as I know right now. And don't forget the packet we're still offering. This packet is really going out of here like a one or two. It's people starting to order it. 80-some pages, I would say, full information about what the WEF wants to do with the world population. According to Georgia Guidestones, you'll have information about the Georgia Guidestones in the packet. Information on where Omicron got its name. All kinds of information about the fallacies of this so-called pandemic that's coming across this world, and it's destroying the nations and destroying the economies everywhere. Folks, this is something that we've looked at it, we've seen it happen, we're watching it happen, and still a lot of people don't want to believe it, but it doesn't change the fact. It doesn't change it at all. especially when you have people like Rudolf Steiner, who says he foresaw a time when there'd be a vaccination would drive all spiritual, all man's desire for spirituality out of their souls. And with this new vaccine, take it out in the name of God, you figure it out. You figure it out. But the packet, along with the DVD teaching that about the DNA change, all be together for a good donation of $25 or whatever you can do. Whatever you can do, we want to send it to you. It says, please feel free to call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And then you make all the copies you want to it. There's nothing in there copyrighted. Make copies of it. Make copies of DVD. Share with your friends and family. Because you folks, 100 years ago, well, 50 years ago, no one knew what DNA was. They couldn't understand how someone would take a chip in the right hand or forehead, a mark in the right hand or forehead. It didn't say chip, it said mark in the right hand or forehead. Or the name of the beast or the number of his name. No one could figure that out. I know I didn't. We could speculate, but I had no idea how it would work. Now I think it's getting pretty clear. If they can take the part of your DNA out and take out the name of God, they can replace it with something else. And they said that they say they replace it. They literally replace it. They say it's something for your own good. Well, if you trust them, that's fine. I don't. They replace with something else. Who knows? But it's a number of the beast or his name. You just got to figure on these things, folks. This was not possible many years ago, but it is today. And that's what we're seeing right now. So this pack's available. You call tomorrow and order it. We'll get everything we can out tomorrow to you, I promise. Probably won't get it all caught up to next week, but we're doing the best we can as fast as we can. Just understand that we're just people too, and things sometimes happen to get us under the weather, so to speak, and get us behind on things. I'd share with you a few verses of scripture. Tonight, by the way, it's going to be open lines. I don't get to do open lines very often. But I will do open lines tonight for everybody as always. But I would love to have someone who's never called in before tonight. Maybe you just felt kind of backward, a little bit shy, maybe bashful. I don't know. But you didn't want to go on the radio. Well, believe me, it's okay. We just ask your first name and the state where you're from. We don't care all your details about you. We want you to share your thoughts with us. First-time callers are a treat to everybody out there. And I mean that. They really are. Even the listeners that listen all the time say we love first-time callers. So tonight, if you want to call and talk to me, you can at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you, your comments on anything you want to talk about tonight. It's open line. But I want to read a few scriptures to you and then share some quick headlines with you to get an idea of what I'm going to talk about with the scriptures tonight and take your phone calls, like I said. In Matthew 24, I'm sure you all read the scriptures passage many times, prophecies of the end times. In verse 4, Christ said, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places." Sounds pretty ominous, doesn't it, folks? Pretty ominous. We're saying all these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. And on down the same chapter in verse 36, it says this, But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not nor the angel of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Well, no, we read them further what they were doing. They were married and giving in marriage. They were eating and drinking and partying. And of course, the bloodline had been polluted with the fallen angels, the Nephilim. The fallen angels had come down and had intercourse with the human women. And they defiled man's bloodline. And Noah and his family is the last pure blood left in the world. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall be the coming Son of Man. I firmly believe that the jab defiles blood. I know it does. We put a lot of things in bodies over the years that defile the temple of God. We're warned not to do that, but we've all done it. We've all done it, and they didn't even know we're doing it. Almost every vaccine they ever heard of uses dead baby parts, cells for experimentation or put in the shots. We've all done that. We've all become cannibals, so to speak. It isn't something that we like to hear, but it doesn't change it, does it? It is what it is. And we can shrug our shoulders, move on, act like it isn't a meaning thing to us. But we shouldn't do that, folks. We need to pay attention to scriptures and what's happening around us. That's why when we have Bible studies, we do current events along with Bible studies to show where we are in time. I just read you in Matthew 24 what's happening in the last days, wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And nation against nation, by the way, means race against race. Well, are we not seeing this happen? We truly are. And I just know that I'm just trying to tell you the facts, folks. This is lining up to be what we may consider the last days or the beginning of the last days, I should say, because he said the time is not yet. America, the world, but America is going to see a time of trouble like you've never seen before. Ever. No other nation in the world is ever going to see the time of trouble that we've seen, because no other nation in the world has ever been so blessed as we were and turn it back on God. Now, see, it's open line Friday, so I'm going to go right to phone calls. I have a caller coming in. We're going to talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, where are you calling from, Jeremy?
Michigan.
Michigan, okay, welcome. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
I'm wondering how to spell Vitamir.
V-I-T-A-M-Y-R.
And what's the name of your company?
Our company is Call to Decision Ministries. Call to Decision Ministries. You can just
okay,
put
with
that.
An S?
Yes. Call to Decision Ministries. Yes. Yes.
And what's the schedule for next week?
You mean, well, I'll be on 8 o'clock next week, Monday through Wednesday. That's always my
who
time.
The
guest, I have to look and see if I don't have him in front of me right now. I'm sorry I don't have him right now in front of me. I don't remember top of my head. I don't know. You can look online and find him. I'll be sending him in probably tomorrow, but I don't know off the top of my head who they are next week. I think, I'm pretty sure that Monday, I think, and don't hold me to this, I think it's Dr. Carrie Madej, but not real sure.
Okay, thanks.
Not real sure. Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
Good to have you out there. All right. Appreciate that. I really do. Good call, Jeremy. Thank you for being there. And folks, the line's open, and new callers are always welcome. 844-769-2944. All callers are welcome. But we love new calls. Let me run through you some madness, folks. As the Bible said, he smites in madness, Deuteronomy 20:28. He said he would curse those who put the trust in man. Well, we certainly have done that. And to show you how insane this world's getting over the COVID scare, the COVID plandemic, that everybody calls it, that's brought about pretty much what the elite wanted to happen. A fearful people taking jabs that in most cases are going to shorten their lives to get the population down, as the Georgia Guidestone says, down to 500,000 at 8 billion. When Quebec, the province of Quebec in Canada, are not going to let you into stores like Walmart and Costco, big stores, except for groceries and pharmacies. And if you go into those stores for groceries and pharmacies, they have to give you somebody to accompany you, to escort you through the store to make sure that all you're buying is food and medicine. That's how controlled we have become. Not America yet, but Canada has. They're going to make sure that you have an escort to take you through the store to make sure that you don't buy anything but what you're supposed to buy, food and medicine, if you're not vaxxed. So if you're unvaxxed, you become less than a third-rate citizen. Something to think about, right? I mean, is that not putting your trust in man? Is that not the result of panicking and trusting man? Is that what got pastors in Canada arrested, pastors in America arrested, because they refused to trust man, but the people did? Now they're training their children. They're training our children to call the cops if we're not vaxxed. Oh, yeah, it's true. It's true. Are you seeing the insanity and the slavery that has been pushed upon us because we have ignored the Word of God? We're going to see this increase. You know, this may be, might seem like a big deal to a lot of people, but it does people that have to eat every day, and I generally make a habit of eating. Inflation is going through the roof. Inflation is going through the roof everywhere. I'm assuming around the world, but it certainly has here in this country. Now, just reading here that the Kraft Heinz company that makes products like Oscar Mayer cold cuts and hot dogs and sausages and bacon, Velveeta cheese, Maxwell's coffee, on frozen chicken wings and Kool-Aid and other things, they're going to go up anywhere from 6.6% to 30%. Almost 7% to 30% sometime earlier later this spring. They're predicting that rise already up to 30% increase in food products. Why should that bother us? Would that be part of the reason why he said he would break the staff of bread? I mean, a long time ago, I had guests on the program who said, what if you go into the store and there's food there, but you can't afford it? Or vice versa. You go into the store and there is no food, even though you have money, you can't buy it. It's not there. Would that be part of a curse on a nation that for many, 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 many years has never seen famine to speak of? Oh, we went through a Great Depression, I know that. But would this be also part of the reason he predicted that he would break the staff of bread? After he took away the word of God, folks, he said in Amos 8:11, there'll be a famine in the land, not for food and water, but for the word of God. Well, we've had that in this nation for many decades. The true word of God has lost favor in this nation today. It's lost favor completely. The laws of God are totally ignored. The word obey is hated by Christian and non-Christian alike. That's why 50,000 people a week are leaving the churches, so-called Christian churches. And why the last 25 years, Christian churches have not added 1% to their number of people attending church. Not 1% in 25 years. Maybe that should tell you something. Tom in Georgia, come on in. Welcome.
Can I drift back to Matthew real quick?
Sure.
Nation versus nation. If you look up the translation of that, that actually translates into ethnos versus ethnos.
Yes, race against race. Yes. Yes.
Right. Well, what I was going to say is, I don't. When people call me a racist, I say, yeah, I'm a human racist because we're all the same race. It's one blood under God. There's ethnicity and there's culture, but we're not races. At best, you can say we're breeds like dogs, but every dog is a dog. Every human is a human. So I just don't go for the race thing. I try not to use that word. And if anybody, you know, like I say, if they call me a racist, I say yes, I'm a pro-human racist.
Yeah, well, you know, we live in society. As God prophesied would happen, you know, they have to ferment hate in order to divide people to conquer people. They have to ferment hate between the blacks and the whites and the whites and Hispanics or whatever. They have to ferment that hate. And you and I both, though, in war, if you've been around as long as I have, you remember that when in Germany, the people that they killed were not Germans, they were Krauts. When I was in Vietnam, they were not Vietnamese, they were Gooks.
Gooks. Right, correct.
So, you know, so they're less than human. Don't worry about it. We used to call the Indians savages. They weren't really people. Kill them. I mean, this is what it's talking about.
In Georgia, we had the Creek Indian, and they were warrior like. And you've heard the saying, "God willing, and the creek don't rise."
Oh yeah, that's
not talking
right,
about
yeah.
the water in the creeks. It's talking about
nope.
the Creek Nation.
That's true.
But you know, Andrew Jackson came down here and cleared them out. And what he did is pit one group against another group of Indians. You know, they're oppressing you. We'll help you get them. Let's get rid of them. And then he whittled them down until he had the meekest of them, and said, you know, you're not the same as us, y'all got to go. And that's how you do it. You divide each other by hate, and you can conquer and divide. I mean, divide and conquer.
That's exactly what Christ said, wasn't it? The house divided
cannot stand.
That's exactly right. And we may disagree on some points as far as our Christian beliefs or beliefs, period, but we need to organize as a group against a tyrant, an Antichrist tyrant, to make a difference, or we're all going to perish. We might go in different groups, but we're all going to perish.
And the beast system, and people just cannot see it.
No,
I
can't.
See more and
no.
more people are waking up, but I don't know if the numbers are sufficient.
Well, no, I don't. America, I can tell you now, America doesn't have a chance. I'm sorry, I hate to say that, but America is seeing far beyond what Israel did, and being the end-time Israel nation, we are going to pay much more than the original Israel did. We murdered at least 75 million of our children on the altar to Baal.
Doesn't Isaiah call us the hammer?
Exactly. Exactly. We've tried to conquer the world.
Yeah. All those people. And I was just as guilty of it. You know, when towers came down, I fell for the whole kit and caboodle, and we're going to go over there and kick their, you know, kick the Iraqi butts. And those folks didn't do anything to us. But we went over there and just destroyed their culture, their country, everything about that country. Same thing in Libya. And you know, that blood's on my hands because I was cheering it.
Well,
not in Libya. I was waked up by then.
We all have done that in the past. We all have. You know, I went into the military thinking I was doing the right thing. I had no idea. I'm ashamed now, but I didn't know at the time. Praise God, we have grace. I really do. Without grace, we wouldn't have a chance.
Yeah, that's what it all rests on.
Amen.
But anyway, Pastor, I'm enjoying the show, and I'll let somebody else get in there.
Tom, call. Appreciate it. Thank you. We'll get some more calls in a minute, folks. I promise. I'll make a couple more headlines if you don't mind. Have you ever wondered, you know, a lot of employees got a religious exemption against the vaccination. I think it seems kind of odd that at least 25 federal agencies have implemented a system to track religious exemption requests from mandated vaccines. Yeah. Department of Justice and Health Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, Transportation, the Treasury, Social Security Administration, and Federal Election Commission have all tracked those who ask for religious exemptions against the vaccination. Why would they do that? Would that be to persecute Christians, as Matthew 24 said would happen? Would that be to track people that won't toe the line, so to speak? Maybe a threat to the Antichrist system? And people promote it? Is it possible? It's highly possible. Let's go now to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Are you there, Chris?
Yes, are you there?
I'm here. Come on in, sir.
Hey, Butch, I tell you, we are really in some really biblical times. But the good news is we had a doctor here, an allergist, was on air last week. I was listening to a rebroadcast. And he's an allergist, and he's talking about the dangers, how these vaccines are deadly. And I did get his name, but I don't know. He's a Christian doctor. I've heard the name. His name is Dr. Frank Simon. He's an allergist here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a local show last week, and I heard that, and I got his name down. This is what we need to do. Doctors, if you're out there listening that's not calling in, you're a Christian, do not be afraid. Put that fear aside. We need to get this out.
Amen.
Our governor here is getting to be like Governor Newsom. He wants to push. He closed our schools again for 2 weeks because the Omicron virus, the COVID viruses are going up again. Folks, they're going after our children. And then you get these dictators, I'm going to say it, in Jefferson County schools here in Louisville, Kentucky. You know who you are, Mr. The superintendent, don't get his name, but you are a tyrant to our children. You're not representing our children. You want to exterminate them. Pastor Butch, I'm so close to God right now, what's going on. I'm not fearing man anymore. We're in real serious trouble here.
Yes, we are. We truly are. We certainly are, and if Christians don't stand up, we're not even going to slow it down. I know some people are getting their eyes open, I know that, but they're not enough, and they're not standing up strong enough.
No, they're not. And they say, I know something's wrong out here, but, well, we can't fear. And some people I know that don't want to go out there and say, well, I know the problem, but I can't. Well, you know what? You're going to let them bully you. It's like a big 200-pound bully to a 90-pound weakling in the schoolyard. That's how they're treating us. Or they're putting us
in a
corner and poking us with a stick constantly. Do you want to do that, or do you want to stand up for your children? Especially for the children, Butch. They're coming after the children with these vaccines, the pedophilia in the schools, the mass mandates. The New World Order are the bullies. Let's man up and get these bullies and tyrants off our backs now.
You know, Chris, we haven't stopped from killing 75 million unborn babies. Why do you think we won't stand up and stop them from killing those who are born?
Absolutely.
That's the way it
and
is.
Guess what? When they took the prayer out of the school in 1963, Look what happened in the 60s. In 1973, guess who was Planned Parenthood? Bill Gates' father. Who did Bill Gates' father like? Margaret Sanger. How many minority babies were aborted? Millions. Millions, Pastor Butch.
I agree.
Where is the men in this country standing up? We've got to take a stand.
I totally agree.
God
Good call, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that God wants us to multiply to keep the earth stable. And we're
losing it. I totally agree.
Where's the churches? Where's the pastors standing up to this? The real strong pastors. That's why, like you said, a lot of people I talk to left the churches here. They're so compromised because they're not speaking the truth.
I totally agree.
They're going 100%. Along with the corporations, the 501c3.
Bible tells us if we love God, we'll hate evil. Churches today are at least the best are doing is compromising. Most of them are cuddling up to it. Most of them are compromising evil. But the Bible said, if you love me, you'll hate evil.
That's right. And the Bible also says that when those are in trouble, be gentle. And I'm learning to be gentle, and God's doing what I can. And there's so many good people out here that are so controlled. And I believe that technology is doing it, the television is doing it, and the cell phones of the addiction. It's like a cult that we have in this society today. It's controlled.
It is.
And that's
really
what
is.
The elite want us to do. This is the Antichrist that we got to stand up against, Butch.
All right, good call, Chris. Thanks for being out there. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good call. And folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. Come on, first-time callers. I know you're out there listening to us. You haven't called before. I think we have more than three or four callers, or many listeners. Call and talk to us. Back to the topic of bullying again and what's shown in the last days and nation rise against nation and people hate each other for different reasons. Howard Stern, you know, that shock jock, the pervert, said the hospital should refuse to treat the unvaccinated. Let them go home and die. Send them home with a bottle of Robitussin and let them die. And that's what he said. I'm not making this up. You know, he said, well, they think the government's conspired against him, turn him into a minion or something. I mean, the guy is a complete jerk, not to mention idiot. He said, send him home to die. That's the one back in the, jab, and I should believe that. Now, you know, Pfizer didn't want to turn out their test files for, like 25 years? I can't remember how long it was. They're going to turn out the files over so many years, and the court said you can't do that. So they turned out 270, some files on 270 pregnancies that they tested after giving the COVID or the Pfizer vaccine to. Out of the ones they tested, they only tested about, I'm thinking, 20. Two or so of those they tested. They put out 270 pregnancies, but they only revealed 22 tests that they did on pregnant women. Out of all 22, they all miscarried or lost their babies another way. Every one of them. Back at the break. 844-769-2944.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
All right, folks, we are back and on the downhill half the broadcast for Wednesday night. And let me just go ahead and make an announcement real quickly. Jeremy called from Michigan. Want to know who's going to be on the program last week? We're doing the break. I went and got my calendar, Jeremy. Monday night is going to be Dr. Carrie Madej. It's going to be a beautiful interview with her because she is on the front lines and she's really out there swinging the sword. And Tuesday night will be Pastor Arthur Pulaski from Canada, who just got out of jail again a week or two ago, for standing against the government and their cronies on the vaccination lockdown. So we got two lined up next week. Wednesday night's still open. I'm not sure yet for that, but we'll see. And as I was saying before the break, we'll get to calls in a second, I promise. Pfizer released 270 pregnancy tests. They only reported on 23 of them. I think it was there's something in that area. That's 238 going to be, yeah, about 22 on the report. And they had spontaneous abortions, premature birth and neonatal death. They had all this in the ones that you turned out. Just the ones they said they had. That doesn't, I mean, so how many did they not say they have that the babies were killed in the womb? You go figure it out. You see all this is tying together? This is all about tyranny. It's all about evil, and it was in the days of Noah. The thoughts were evil continually. Well, another topic, but in the same line, is in Revelation 13. Amazon is opening its first. Amazon's opening its first brick and mortar store, a 30,000 square foot store. You'll shop with QR codes, and you'll check out with palm scanning. I didn't stutter. You'll shop with QR codes and check out with palm scanning. That's what's going to happen at the new Amazon store. And by the way, February's magazine is going out to the press tomorrow. If you don't receive the Minuteman News magazine via email, which is totally free, this article I'm talking about right now will be in there, along with many others I mentioned already. You'll be able to read about the Amazon store coming out. A documented proof of it out of the Washington Post. You'll be able to see that and share it with your friends. Totally free magazine. All you have to do to get it is call and give us your email address. Or email me at Pastor Butch, Pastor Butch at startmail.com, We'll add you on the list tomorrow so you get February's magazine list. Folks, it's vitally important because we're seeing the sign of the times gather. We're seeing the storm clouds gather. And we got to understand what's coming down. We're being infiltrated by an invading army. They call them illegal aliens. It's happening. Would you believe the TSA, the one that says you can't fly without giving a sample of your blood almost and down your head in a week or years, take your shoes off, take your belt off. I mean, that's what it is. The TSA is now allowing illegal aliens, I said illegal aliens, to board planes using criminal arrest warrants as a form of ID. I'm not making this up, folks. The TSA now allowing illegal aliens to board airplanes using a criminal arrest warrant for ID. You tell me who's the idiot here. The TSA or us? Obviously, it's us. It's us. And it's getting so bad now that if you criticize politicians, especially Harris or Biden, that you could have your home raided. And a representative out of Texas had his house raided because he opposed Biden's administration on the critical race theory. And his house was raided. His name was Henry Collier. He was just criticizing Obama. Biden, same one, same man, basically. And talking about the critical race theory and the indoctrination of schools. And because he criticized the president, this House representative in Texas, man, was raided. That's your freedom day, folks. That's your freedom today. One more article, then go back to the phone lines. Starting 2022, the IRS will force facial recognition scans on users this summer. If you go file online, according to this article, this out of Reclaim the Net by Ken Macon, Internal Revenue Service of the U.S. will require people to submit a facial scan through a third-party provider to make payments on or file taxes online. The system raises obvious privacy concerns. No duh. So this is coming. Remember, I didn't have a driver's license, folks, for over about 12 years because I wouldn't do a facial recognition scan on a driver's license, which goes worldwide into Interpol. Oh, it won't happen. It just goes to their state database. No, it goes worldwide, my friends. And they finally admitted it went worldwide. So if you got a driver's license or any kind of state ID, your face is now recognized all over the world by Interpol. So now the IRS is going to make you force you to use facial scans to file your taxes if you file online. I'm not making this up. I'm telling you the truth. Let's go next to, who's next? Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch, I've got a loud hum on my phone, and the phone's my problem. So speak up loud, old fella. See, I can call him old fella because he's plowing just a little bit ahead of me, not very much. So Pastor Butch is as old as the hills. I can say that because I'm a little bit older than him. I think just less than a half year or something. But anyway, it's so good to hear you on the broadcast, and you had some great calls tonight. Chris from Kentucky is 100% right. But I want to talk about Tom from Georgia brought up some really, really, really good points. So you got some great callers that call in. Not me, but some of your other callers are great. And Tom made an interesting observation, and that is they play off different ethnic groups against different ethnic groups, different religions against different religions, etc. It's always divide and conquer. And Tom is 100% right. And Tom's right also about we tended to throw blame on people, letting them tell us who to blame. And the person we should blame the most, say like when the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, it's real easy to say it was those dirty Romans that crucified him. And then the Jewish religion leaders who definitely had one of the biggest conspiracies of all time and gave him a dirty, illegal trial, it's easy to point our fingers and blame them. But when we point with our index finger, hopefully, Pastor Butch, when we point that finger at some other group or some other person, when we point that finger, our index finger, there's three fingers pointing back from us.
That's
so
right.
we want to look at who to blame, for the shape that America's in, for the shape that the world is in, we need to walk into, like, our bathroom and look in our bathroom mirror, and we'll see exactly who's to blame. It's all of us for sitting back and doing nothing and keeping our mouth shut when we should have been speaking up, instead of blaming the Jews and blaming this group and that group and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all this garbage. We ought to look in the mirror and see who to really blame. And it's all of us. And we're all guilty of tons and tons and tons of sins of omission. I am, and I would dare say that most of us all are. And so we need to remember that. Pastor Butch has, number one is he's very accessible. I've called him a number of times and said, hey, Pastor Butch, can we pray? Do you want to lead off or do you want to hit cleanup? And then one of us will start out the prayer. He's very accessible, and he'll pray with you. So if you need some prayer or something, call in on his phone lines, one of his phone lines. If you can, call the 304 number so that you're paying for it rather than call the Decision Ministry. But call in. He's very accessible. And pray with Pastor Butch. And that's one thing. Number two is we need to know who the real bad guys are. And it's not only us, but he's got a book that he sells for $25. Unless he's raised the price,
$10
paid, and
$10.
I think you got to send a little more than that because postage
$10.
Keeps going up, Pastor.
$10, Daryl. $10.
Okay.
He said 25
well,
is 10.
That's darn cheap because it's a 411-page paperback book, nice glossy cover, the grand design exposed that tells you a whole bunch of history about America and a lot of the bad guys that were involved and the people that took over German Freemasonry, French Freemasonry, English Freemasonry, and some of the Freemasons at the higher levels are really bad, but who's controlling them? This book tells you, again, a lot about the history of America and its founding, and it tells you the secret societies that are controlling everything. And the different alphabet soup agencies and they're not even part of the government. They're corporations.
It's
but
true.
They're the ones that are being run by the secret societies, and the secret societies are working directly for Lucifer, and we need to know that. So if you want to get a book that tells you a lot about America's early founding and about these secret societies, I recommend you get this 411-page paperback book from Pastor Butch Paugh called The Decision Ministry, The Grand Design Exposed. And I would just want to say thank you, Pastor Butch, for courageously speaking out. And Tom from Georgia, you were spot on. So was Chris from Kentucky and some of the other callers. So
you've got
great callers. Thank you, Pastor Butch, for everything.
You're welcome, sir.
You're doing. God bless you.
Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it. Thank you. And folks, I'll mention again, because I won't last long, about the REM sleep. It's available right now, $12.50 a bottle. Get it as soon as you can. I don't know how long 100 bottles last. It may last 2 weeks. It may last 2 months. I have no idea. Because people are buying it. They when the swords run out, they bought up what the levels left real quickly. Dino, Wisconsin. Come on in, Dino.
Yeah, the previous caller is referring to something that it doesn't mean we're all totally guilty, but yet it does come down to becoming self-educated. And the biggest fraud of all, friend, is what is going on in the government public schools, where now they are teaching when you're 9 years old that it's okay for a man to marry a man. You know about that, right?
Of course.
Unbelievable. Yep.
And what did Isaiah 4:6 say? My people are destroyed for what?
Yeah.
Lack of knowledge.
Yep,
the knowledge is not being hidden. The knowledge has been with us. We just haven't taken time to learn it. That's all.
Right now, this year, we have committed 850,000 abortions. And here's a little joke for you, friend. Amazon used to be a jungle and a river in South America. Now, look what they have sunk to.
A very good point. Good point.
Amazon, yeah.
Very good point.
For the people who are health folks, you've heard most of the people, I'm sure, that teach there's about over 500 verses in the Bible that tell us how to eat properly.
That's true.
The health folks that you probably know are Mike Adams, Ken Anderson, Melody Cedarstrom, Ron Green, who retired, and Summer Dre. You know her, right?
Oh, yes.
Summer Dre?
Yep, she's a sponsor for us now. She carried on Dr. Ron's legacy, so to speak.
Yeah, he's retired. Ed Group, Jim and Susan Lloyd are health folks. Jim McCanny, who you talked to last night. I know Jackie Lyons in Wisconsin. Joseph Mercola, Glenn Parnum, Wendy Wilson. Yeah, it's amazing.
It is.
Because
it is.
And Wade Elliott also teaches good, healthy stuff. The people that I have met through books between you and Tex Mars in the last 15 to 20 years has probably been at least 30 or 40 people, friend, that I can trust today. Yep. I used to go to a government church that had 450 people in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And, you know, the truth is there's... But it's being covered up by the Jews, of course, yep. And like the previous caller said, the people who Christ rebuked the most in the Bible were the Jews.
And you know, we've seen it, and what we've seen grow out of that, and I've seen it, Daryl saw it. We have the one group of people, we'll say the Zionists, not necessarily the Jews, but the Zionists, fighting against a bunch, and the Catholics are fighting against this bunch, and we're all, what he said was very simple, though. We are the one that let it happen. I'm not a Zionist.
Well, yeah.
I'm not a Catholic. So why did I sit back and do nothing?
You're right. But now today, when you expose something with the truth, it's called hate speech.
That's right.
And in 1984, friend, I got married in a Catholic church. Before, and my wife got married by a Catholic priest, I got married by a Methodist minister. The priest is dead, and the minister is still alive, believe it or not.
Well, they're both about the same thing anyway. So, the Catholic church, the Methodist churches went down that road a long time ago. That's a fact.
Yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason why the Pilgrims left England to go to Holland,
right,
friend,
right.
Because they were being persecuted by the Catholic Church.
That's true.
And that's all been covered up too.
Sure has. Good call. Anything else you want to say?
Thank you very much for the chat.
Oh, you're welcome.
No, I'm done for the day.
All right.
I want to send you some money next week.
Well, thank you, Dino. Thank you, and God bless you, man. I appreciate you being there for so long. And, folks, we'll get back to phone calls in a minute. I'd like to have a new caller. I really would. Ran out of time on that. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. If you don't agree with everything we're saying, that's all right. I promise you I won't yell at you. I won't. If I yelled, everybody disagree with me, I'd be fighting with my wife all the time. No, I'm just kidding. But nonetheless, please call if you'd like to. Before we go to the next caller, make one more point here. We're seeing inflation go through the roof. And folks, what they're telling on TV, 7% inflation is a laugh. The actual inflation rate is closer to 25%. Real inflation, 25%. You can take that to the bank. But one of the main reasons is it started with Trump, went right on to Biden. Over the last couple of years, 80% of all U.S. dollars in existence have been printed in the last 2 years. Let that sink in. They're backed by nothing. They are held up by nothing but the faith of people who believe that the greenback's a greenback is still worth something. It's a piece of paper backed by nothing but the faith of people that works. 80% of all U.S. dollars in existence have been printed in the last 2 years. Would you call that, again, maybe breaking the staff of bread to the point you can't afford bread? Can you see what's going on here? Can you understand what's happening, folks? This was not done by accident. Wicked men applaud this for years. They want a global reset. That's what Klaus Schwab wants, the WEF, a global reset, and cut the population to 500 million worldwide so they can, I guess, run the peons are left for their own elite slaves. This is America today. This is the world today. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's something about hair. How many people have ever heard of the book, The Light and the Glory?
Oh, yeah, I've read it.
And America was founded by God, okay? That's one thing out of what? 2 Samuel chapter 7?
You know,
familiar
been,
with that one?
I am. Okay. It's been so long since I read that book. I must read again. It's been a long time. It's a good
read
book.
Now then, we got these people, these Zionists, these all him. And what's really funny about them, they consider the Anglo-Saxons to be Esau, Edom. And that they said they need to exterminate Esau, Edom. Can you believe that?
Well, I can't believe it. It's happening. I mean, we're seeing it happen. We're seeing the Caucasian race being attacked all the world. That's why they're trying to loot us and pollute us. That's the whole point of it. And that's the cause, we have Israel. And that doesn't mean that we're perfect, folks. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that. Doesn't
we're
mean
no
that we're saved. It's called, no.
This is
where we come from. White, Caucasian,
we're no
Christians.
We're our ancestors, right?
We shouldn't be.
We are no different than they are. Before they came into the land of Israel. But the first bunch who founded, came out of Egypt, was one, Ireland, Spain, Portugal, Greece, and Italy. You wonder why they kept calling them Gentiles in the time of Jesus Christ.
Yep. Well, there's a lot going on. I'm down the last 3 minutes here, Mick. I got to jump. But good point. You're right. You're right. And folks, I know people want to hear this, but not. You can turn the truth off. It doesn't change it. Up until the 1960s, until they changed the Immigration Act, only people that could be allowed in this country that had the same basic values as we did. After that, it was wide open. Are you seeing confusion in America? We've turned into end-time Babylon, Babel. A multicultural society cannot last long. It tears itself apart from the inside out. America has been destroyed from the inside out because we've let all matter of all kinds of beliefs and all kinds of cultures in. Contrary to what we were supposed to let into our country, we let them in, we have to, we're Americans. No. A nation that forgets its heritage soon ceases being a nation. And that's what happened to America. In Guantanamo, this just happened a couple of days ago, two Marines witnessed a Afghan kissing and fondling a three-year-old little girl. Now, I'm not making it up. This is a fact. That his name was Muhammad Tariq, T-A-R-I-Q, Tariq. He said, he argued against his, to the people that arrested him, through his interpreter, that this is not molesting children. This is what we do in our society. Folks, pedophilia is on the verge of being totally legal in this country. It's coming in by leaps and bounds. It's now been taught in public schools. It's been talked about on the radio. It's been pushed everywhere. Now we have brought in the culture that allows pedophilia as being part of society. You don't have to like what I'm saying, but it doesn't change the truth. These people come here, they say, to seek a haven from tyranny and terrorism, that they deserve to live in safety, but then they bring their cousin with them and let them molest your three-year-old daughter. You believe what you want to believe. Say what you want to say, folks. It doesn't change the truth. America ceased being America whenever we started letting different cultures in that did not believe in the same God we do, did not believe in Jehovah God. They did not believe that the commandments were the word of God. Started wanting to change the culture to where the long flowing black dresses and the head coverings and more and more and more. This is America today. It was not meant to be that way. It was not that way until about the 1960s when this was changed on purpose. America's been undermined again, folks. The end time Babylon said will be the home of many people, many tongues. That's us. That's us. Revelation 18 tells you what's going to happen to end time Babylon. Read it for yourself. Are we living in the last days? I thoroughly believe we are. More to go? Yeah, the Bible says we're just seeing the beginning of sorrows. The beginning. I really shudder to think what this year could bring. I said back in 20, 1st of 2021 that 2021 will be worse than 2020. I'll tell you now, 2022 will be much worse than 2021 for a lot of reasons. We're hearing wars, rumors of wars. We're seeing famines and pestilence, even man-made pestilence to scare people back into their cages. We're seeing DNA being changed as it happened in Noah's time. We're seeing that every man's thought is evil continually. We're seeing that today. That's what it is. One quick call, Jan and Iowa. Jan, you got about 1 minute. Got to hurry. Come on in.
Yeah. Don't we have Bible study this weekend, Pastor?
No, we don't have it again until the first Saturday. First and third Saturdays.
First Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was this weekend.
Nope.
All
first
right. Maybe I was hoping. Okay.
Well, we'll be back, I hope. Thanks for the call, Jan. Thank you. That lady's always there. She's even there to Bible study. Bless her heart. Folks, we do love you, and I pray we're making some sense to you scripturally and factually, which go hand in hand, by the way. I can't change the truth to please you. I can't change it to please myself. If anyone probably would compromise if it could, it'd be Pastor Butch Paul, because I'm just a man like everybody else. I'm a mere mortal, folks. I have temptations, frustrations, aggravations like everybody else. I try to let the Holy Spirit guide me through those things. Sometimes I do very well. Sometimes not so much. But I'm still here for you. I'll be an officer tomorrow to talk to you. If you can help us keep the lights on tomorrow, it'll be a good day. Call and talk to us if you can, and give a donation if you want to. But if you want to talk to me with any questions you may have, I'll do my best to answer. I will. If you don't have long-distance calls, our toll-free number, 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, you can save us some money if you call us on our toll number, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. I hope you will call and talk to us. I'd love to hear from you. It'll be a busy day tomorrow. Like I said, Crystal will be back in the office, finally getting orders filled. She won't get caught up tomorrow, I'm sure. I got to get a magazine out tomorrow to the printer. But we always find time and try to talk to you. Maybe you're busy, but I'll take a couple minutes and say hi to you, and I'll be honored to if you give us a call. If we miss you, leave your message. Maybe the lines will be full. Leave a message, and we'll call you back. That's a promise. We will call you back. Sometimes I have to do it after hours, but I'll call you back. Because I want to hear from you. You're family to me. You all have been great, great to us for many, many, many years. I do need your prayers, folks, if you don't mind, for a lot of reasons. I will say, well, it's a health reason. Give me your prayers if you don't mind. I won't get in detail right now, but I do need your prayers. I know our Father can heal things, and His will be done. And Father, help us, ask our Father to help us all to live as He wants to live in these final days, in the final days of our lives or whatever it may be. Let us live for Him every day. Folks, we do love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow in the office. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.